Favorite stories? I guess in Thailand. Actually, this happened in many, many places. Because I was the first one and a young woman, I was in my early 30s. Nobody was expecting. I was really shocking people. I had long hair, I had ponytail, I was wearing miniskirts, which I should not have, but I was wearing miniskirts. So I sort of shocked people, and that sort of shook them up. And people would take me right to their president, and then sort of put me on display. But that gave me an opportunity to make a pitch, and I got listened to. And the bank commented afterwards, some executives at the bank commented afterwards that I got correspondent accounts nobody else could. People have been trying for a number of years, but they didn't get a chance. But I got a chance to make a pitch. The advice I would give today is both men and women, I mean, not just women, but also men, is to have goals, to know what you want, to know your strengths, to know your where areas of improvement are. So if you need education, you need more training, to go get it. And also to, go for it, to ask for what you're trying to achieve and not to hold yourself back. And also to work hard, of course, not to shy from work, not to just do pick and choose what you want to do, but whatever work is given to you, do it, whether you enjoy it or not, or whether you want it or not, to really do both the legwork, the dirty work, as well as the work you want to do. To be recognized as a good worker, as a professional worker, you really have to handle everything that comes your way.